You must be 18 or older to listen to this podcast.
When I snap my fingers, I want you to sit down on this big fucking tent pole, and I want you to sit down all the way.
Matt and Ouija.
No hesitation. You get that thing lined up with that butthole, and you sit straight down all the way.
That's right. It's time for the big gay sex show, the two big studs themselves.
You know what I want. Now give it to me.
Give it to them, guys. And here
now
they are. Matt and Ouija.
Sit. I want you to sit all the way fucking down on it.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Hey there, and welcome to the Big Gay Sex Show.
The Daddy Years, the podcast that tells you everything you ever wanted to know about gay sex.
And everything you still don't. I'm Matt.
And I'm Ouija, the man who fucked 5,000 butts, and he will fuck 5,000 more, just to be the man who spooges in a who.
Or get it? It's the song, right?
Or.
Did you get it?
No.
The man who fucked 5,000 butts, and he will fuck 5,000 more, just to be the man who spooges in a whore.
Okay, wow.
See, gotta, come on, that's it's a throwback. It was clever
when I
wrote it.
Well,
if I would
have known it was a sing-along,
well,
I would have sung it.
I wanted you to, like, you know, read it and be all like, oh, I get it. That's funny. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't get the cadence. So, but anyways, it is hilarious.
Yeah, cadence. Like, cadence up your butt. Cadence. Anyway, yeah.
Patreon offers listeners a way to support creators like us.
Like jock
and
straps.
Receive content such as photos, jock straps, videos, and audio not open to the general public.
Yeah.
As well.
Uh-huh.
As
yes.
Access to our vintage podcast archive from 2007.
Uh-huh.
So I've had people say that they can't access them. Is there
so if you're at the, I think, $3 level or more, you have to be at $3 level.
Okay.
And then there's a post and I post occasionally that you just find. Scroll back and you'll see it. And maybe I'll make a new post on those so that it's more accessible. But
yeah, so, I mean, if you want to remember when we were young, dumb, and full of cum, instead of old, dumb, and full of cum,
yeah,
then you
so
can go
cum.
Back to our archives.
Yeah, full of testosterone.
And you can become a patron of the show for as little as $1 a month. Just go to patreon.com/BGSS.
That's right. Join our little BGSS family.
And we want to thank our current patrons and welcome our newest patrons, Sam.
Oh, yes.
And Sam's a cutie.
Yes. He's very much. I saw his profile picture on the Patreon and I went, well, hello, Sam. How are you?
Sam. Sam.
Anyway, and
Sam
also,
the wise.
I don't like him.
Why?
Because he led Frodo on through that whole thing. He's all like, I'm Samwise Gamgee. I love you, Mr. Frodo. And I'm going to go with you wherever you go through the whole life. And I will carry you because I love you so much. And then they get to the very end and he's like, you know what I dream of? Going home and marrying the barmaid because I hate my sexuality. And then Mr. Frodo, like, had to go away on a boat to another land to get away from Sam because he was so sad.
Hmm. That's horrible. I didn't see that part of the movie.
When's the last time you watched the movie?
I don't remember him going away on a boat.
You don't remember the end of the whole damn thing when Frodo left on a boat?
I showed them all at
well, he
the
got
Shire.
On the elf boat. Huh. Yeah, but then at the end, he got on the elf boat and went off to La La Land.
You know, the problem is I do this whole thing like every other year.
Where he just forgets everything
no,
he's ever seen.
No, the thing is I'll be like, okay, I want to watch all the movies.
Uh-huh.
Well, I get through the first one, then the second one, and then I'm like, okay, I'll catch up on the third one. So the third one's like the one I probably should start with. So next time.
But. Yeah, do that thing like, I'm watching a movie, and then, oh, I'll go watch the prequel, which was actually the first one. I just watched all five Hunger Game movies again.
And yeah, well, see, right there, I watched the first three, and then I was like, I'll catch the last two later.
Well, the last one was that prequel that was supposed to be all hot and everything, and I'm like, and now there's a new one coming out.
Tales of Snakes and...
Yeah, Puppy Dog
Serpents
Tales.
Or something like that. Yeah. No, I was really bummed that one was so... I mean, the president, Snow, is such an evil, horrible person.
I know.
And they just didn't, it didn't do enough to me to make me believe that this decent guy turned into this monster.
Because of this one chick.
Yeah, because he was played by a, you know, which is, I mean, that was the only good part of it, is that he was played by, you know, one of the, you know.
Right.
One of the reaping, you know?
Yeah, and now they're going to... Now there's a new movie.
Well, it's going to be Haymitch.
Out. Yeah. Haymitch! And it looks like it might be... I hope they make it better. I mean, not that it was horrible, but I want good. Oh, and there's a new Jason Statham movie out.
Oh?
Like a brand new one that just came out, and I'm going to watch it tonight.
Oh my God, he's gonna get the Bader bomb out and start
twiddling
his beam.
I'm not so much about the, you know, stabbing and shooting and all that. That doesn't really get me off or anything. But Jason Statham, oh my God, that man, I would let him do things. I would.
Jason's like,
and of course he's like 6'5" or six, you know, but
no, he's not.
No,
he's like,
no, he's
like
actually
4'10". He's tiny.
He's actually a
short man.
No, he is, but he's not that short.
No, but they show him on. He's essentially like Jeff Stryker. They always put Jeff Stryker on Bone Books while he's fucking a dude. Essentially, Jason Statham is that Statham.
Most of our listeners probably don't know what a phone book is.
Well, they probably don't know who Jason Statham is, because Jason Statham's more our generation.
Oh, fuck no, he's not. He's only gotten super popular since, like, 2010.
Hmm.
I mean, he was in, like, a few... His career didn't actually start until, like, 2002.
Well, I mean, I guess he's 5'10", but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just watched all the Expendables movies, and I put them off because I was like, oh, fuck no, I don't want to sit there through Stallone and all those Republican-type... You know, people, but they were actually not bad. I didn't mind them, and of course Statham got me through it. He held my dick through it. So yeah. Anyway,
he's all like, "Come on, little buddy."
Oh no, he's got that accent, so he's more like, "Come on, little buddy."
There you go.
Suck my fucking balls. Yes.
Now you know. Just type in the code word Jason Statham for extra value on your Patreon site.
Fuck yeah. Alright, anyway, thanks to Jason, to Eric, John, Brian, and Clayton for being our most active patrons in the last bit. We haven't posted for just a bit, but we want to let them know we see them. And our Patreon is much more active now. We both have videos coming out once a month. And they're like, you know, hello and topic videos, not like anything really fun. We're saving that for the OnlyFans.
That's for the OnlyFans After Dark.
Yeah. Well, OnlyFans is kind of after dark, you know.
This is even after.
Oh, dark. That's dirty, yeah. Dirty.
That's like full on orgies.
And then what else we got? Yeah, there's we're dropping history stuff and news stuff and thirst picks and all sorts of fun stuff on the Patreon. So definitely worth a dollar or more if you so choose to upgrade. But we want to welcome our free patrons, and we try to post once a week at least for our free patrons. So you know we love you. And a big gay welcome to all of our new listeners and followers on Instagram, Blue Sky, and all that other stuff, where you can find us at BGSS.
Yeah, Patreon. You know, essentially the money for Patreon is only to keep this running. So, I mean, we're not making big bucks.
Nope.
That's what OnlyFans is for.
Which we'll get there someday, somehow. But in the meantime, if you do want to buy a... If you want to donate a certain amount to the show for one of Ouija's worn jock straps,
there you go.
We will entertain. Just send us an email.
Just send it.
All right. Hey, I just wanted to let everyone know that there is a blood test now that can screen for prostate cancer. Hmm. And that's really important, especially as you get older. But you know what? It can affect anybody, you know, any guy at any age. But definitely as you get older, get a screening. Just ask your doc or whatever for a quick screening. And I think there might be free tests, but I don't know about
and
that.
And just a side note, too. Yeah. Remember that there are many options when it comes to your prostate cancer treatment. So don't, like I've had friends who are carved up from it. And you experience some issues with with getting off. And then I've had some friends who actually did it a more holistic way, and with some chemo. And they have the ability to. It has not wrecked their sexual function. So I don't know. I'm just all I'm saying is giving you a word of caution to make sure you do your homework on all options possible, because you know, of course, they're going to try to force you to go the easiest route. The one thing my friends who have, come out the other end from it without having to go under the knife, they do say, just keep an eye on the size once they, have found the, tumor, just have them check on, keep an eye on the size. If it's not, growing at a rapid rate, then, try the more holistic, routes to, bring it down. And that's what they did for themselves. So, yeah, so I mean, so there are options. It's not a death sentence, of course. It's not. But you do need to catch it early. So do your screenings.
Yeah, definitely. And then while I'm throwing that out there, don't forget that they've now, I think, they now want you to get a colonoscopy earlier. Like, I don't know if it's 40 or something like that. But anyway, they lowered the age where they want you to start getting them. And I actually have to have one coming up in a couple months here. And I am not thrilled about it. Now, that I will tell you, the actual procedure of it is not bad. If especially, if you're going the route where they, some people tend to want to be awake during it. Whatever. No judgment. But for me, it's like you just, they hook you up to a needle. You're on the gurney. They wheel you in there, and then they put a mask over you. You lay on your side. You wake up a little bit later. Everything's done. You don't really feel a thing. I didn't. And I mean, like, afterward, I thought maybe I'd feel a little, I don't know, raw or something. But no, you don't feel a thing, and you get up and you leave. So,
well,
the procedure
I'm very disappointed
itself,
in you.
What?
Because I expected to turn you into a bit of a bottom.
Oh, fuck no. In fact, the doctor was like, oh, you're so tight, I could barely get the thing in. And of course, it was extra weird because I'm like laying there naked and, my butt hanging out and everything. And I'm looking up at the, right before I went to sleep, I was looking up at the assistants, and they were like the hottest guys, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. So, yeah. But
then he went home and had the crying game shower.
I would have actually afterward, because the part before is where you have to do a clean out, and that's when you have to drink all this stuff for several times to make sure that everything is flushed out of your system, and it's. That's the part that really got to me and upset me, and I'm not looking forward to. But after the procedure, my friend Heather was the one who went with me, and she and I went to, Wendy's. We found a Wendy's down by there, and we went to Wendy's and had, because I was
and he went
star.
He went to Wendy's.
Yes, I went to Wendy's, and I was hoping that it wouldn't just like go right through me or anything, but it didn't, thankfully. But I was so freaking hungry, and I love Wendy's, so was one of the best burgers.
I took one of our friends to his colonoscopy, and after he was done, I was like, "Hey, look, you're the cleanest you'll ever be in your life. So if you want somebody to go ahead and take advantage of that, right, please let me know." I was so excited. I was like, oh, yes, I'll do it right here in the truck.
Yeah, this is the cleanest you're ever going to be.
I'm like, you know, I love a good clean butthole. So, you know, actually, I mean, hell, if I could find a bottom, they'd be like, yes, I will drink all of the stuff to be cleaned out. I'd be like, I will pay you money.
Oh.
There's nothing nicer than a clean, much, clean ass. Just saying. Yeah. So,
guys, if you're coming up on colonoscopy time or whatever, and you're, you know, worried about it, don't be. It is not horrible. Just get through your first time, and you'll see that it's all good.
Yeah, so. And I mean, hell, I mean, you know, I'll drive you to pizza, and you get pizza. Well, I dominate your ass because guess what? Your mouth hole is going to be like so happy, and your butthole is going to be so happy too.
I don't know about that.
Well, and so they keep saying I need to do my colonoscopy, but I keep getting insurance keeps sending me the boxes of the
God, yeah.
And of course my boxes have all been coming back saying you're at no risk.
Yeah.
So I don't.
That's good.
Yeah. So I mean I don't know that I. Yeah,
no.
It
if your box,
my box,
if
my
your
box
says there's nothing
my
wrong,
my box is delicious.
Yeah, if that thing comes back with, you know, no worries, then you should be fine. But for me, they diagnosed me like I have apparently one side of my colon has like a mild colitis, and so they put me on a med that I have to take twice a day, and I just have to, like, I'll probably have to have a colonoscopy every year for the rest of my life just to make sure that nothing develops. But
you know. So if you enjoy a French tickler on your penis, Matthew's asshole is the one for you.
Blech. So no, I because French tickler, it's nothing like pleasure. That. It's not that. It's just there's no growths or anything. It's just an inflamed.
Well, half the side is hot.
I don't know. I just tell you, I don't like it. I don't like it.
But I will tell you this, guys.
Because when I was younger, the one thing I didn't want to have to ever deal with was a colonoscopy. Mm. Now, they're like, every year.
Well, there you go.
Fuck
see?
You.
Good times.
Yeah.
And just remember, if you ever want to, like, knock off the heat in the butt, shove an ice cube up there. You know what's funny?
Because that used heat.
Okay, so that used to turn me on
to
do it. But now, after like all watching this documentary on necrophiliacs, I'm realizing, oh God, when I shove an ice cube up there and their asshole is like ice cold, I'm like, oh fuck, this is probably like what a fucking a cadaver's like.
Oh God!
And I'm like, oh no, I shouldn't be enjoying this.
No.
But because I read this other like you know documentary about like way back when in the medieval times there were some people that actually got off on fucking dead bodies. You know, it was a little bit more of a thing. Mm-hmm. So some of them there was a king that used to make his wife. The queen lay on the cold slab floor for the longest time, and that's the only way he could get up to fuck her, was she had to be ice cold.
That's weird.
Isn't that something fun?
Well, you know, I remember watching this.
Creepy.
Very.
Whoa. Should have saved that for the Halloween show.
Yeah, well, I remember watching this movie where this guy worked in a morgue, and he was a cute guy, and I was like, oh yeah, what you doing? And he like got up on top of this naked woman who was dead, and then he banged the hell out of her. And I was like, you know, even though, you know, I know this isn't, she's not really dead, this is a movie, and he's kind of hot, so yeah, you know, I can watch this scene. And then at the end of it, after he comes, her eyes open, and then she looks at him, and she starts screaming, and I'm like, oh my God, that is so creepy.
Well, she should be thanking him. His dick brought her back.
Apparently, it's like she just needed a good fuck to get her going again.
Isn't that what we all need sometimes? We just need a good fuck.
Yeah, it's been a while since I had a good one. Mostly, it's like the... Oh, yeah. Has he done yet? Oh,
mediocre.
Yeah.
Mediocre. He has mid ones.
Well, that's I so have mid. Sides. And actually, the last guy that I was really, you know, with, we were doing, like, he was blind. He was blindfolded. And I was, you know, being in control, quote unquote, in control. And
oh, daddy.
Yeah, basically. And then, at the end, you know, he was, after we'd done some mind play, basically, then it came down to the whole act, and he was, you know, on top and rubbing and basically rubbing off and all this stuff. And then I started talking really dirty to him, and I'm like, how dirty can I go with him before he gets a little weird? So I started saying, yeah, you like to R-word your daddy, don't you? And all of a sudden he's just like, comes just like that. And I'm like, wow, okay, you're not as innocent as I thought you were.
Next time I will pay you money if you can get audio of you going, you know, in a British accent saying, you're a tosser, aren't you? You're a tosser. And, see if that gets him there, or he's like, Jesus
apparently
Christ.
It'll get you there to hear me say, he's a tosser. You're a tosser.
You're a tosser. Yeah. I think it'd be hilarious.
You're
no, because
like,
I was just
you
watching.
You like to force yourself on your own daddy, don't you? Don't you, boy?
No, I recently started watching a bunch of my old Trigga films.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So if you don't know what Trigga is, Trigga, look it up. It's a T-R-I-G-A. It is a British porn company. I think they only have two gay porn companies, but Trigga definitely is one of them. And you know, they're all about slang. And they're all about their slang.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Mr. Moose wrote in and said that he read the article that we posted on Patreon about Leo Ford, and he thought it was excellent. And he said, I wish there was a history of porn podcast. It would be a big hit. Now, there are a couple podcasts out there that do talk about the history of different porn actors and things like that. So
there's a couple on YouTube. There's a couple on YouTube that do a really good job. I would have been prepared for this, but I subscribe to them. I can't remember what their names are, but
yeah, so I subscribe to them too. So, but all you have to do is just look up YouTube, type it in, and it'll pop up.
I've been to,
so they're fun.
Try vintage gay porn,
right?
You know, and then just see what pops up. I mean, you can put that in there on YouTube. You're not going to get any gay porn, but you'll get like the, you know, factoids and the
because that's where I learned a lot more about the early Joe Gage films that I didn't know some of the stuff about. But the one thing I will say is that they're kind of dry. You know, it's very
well.
Fat,
they got to keep it. Yeah,
they
can't
you know,
really go too X-rated with it. It's
and that's
YouTube.
The thing too. It's like you're talking about porn. You should. So maybe we should grab you know, Mr. Daddy Clayton and pull him in and start talking about some porn.
Daddy Clayton.
Yeah.
So and you guys will be meeting more and more of Mr. Clayton very soon.
Yeah. In fact, tagged on to this podcast, you're gonna hear the introduction to our new daddy.
Yes. So, I mean, so essentially what it breaks down to is you have your top, which is pretty much me. You know, I wouldn't say a dom top, but I would say...
Most of the days of the week, anyway.
I would say mid top. No, way better than mid, baby. I know. So I've got a 5-star Yelp review. Okay, more like 4.5, but that was because the other night. Anyway, long story.
Yeah.
But, yes. So, but then you got Matthew, who's pretty much your side. Mm-hmm. You know, he does the side stuff.
I ain't shaming.
And then you got Clayton, who is one of Sacramento's premier bottom boys. So, and you know, so all perspectives, because for so long you guys have been dealing with, you know, a couple of, you know, top leaning.
Yeah.
You know, so it is awesome to get some perspective. And you'll actually hear that in the interview, a lot of that with Clayton.
Yeah, because he talks about...
But is he Daddy Clayton or Boy Clayton?
See, that's what I was wondering, too. I was like, well, isn't he more the boy? But, I mean, you know, he's definitely at the age where he would
he's
be...
He's at least a zaddy.
Be, yeah.
So he might be Zaddy Clayton.
He's our daddy boy.
Daddy boy.
Daddy's boy. Ah! All right. so enjoy his podcast, his intro to the show. And thank you also, Mr. Moose, for writing in. We really appreciate that. If anybody wants to send us any, you know, feedback or anything else like that, please do it to biggaysexshow@gmail.com. So, like I said, we have been posting some stuff about porn actors to, you know, the classic ones, because a lot of our listeners are, well, actually, a lot of our listeners are, you know, across the age board.
Yeah, yeah.
But for our younger listeners who may not know, like, Leo Ford and Scott O'Hara and, you know, even...
Chad Douglas.
Yeah.
And, you know,
And even Jeff Stryker and that bunch. So, there we're posting some information and some photos and just, you know, kind of cluing in on who they are, so...
Yeah, yeah, because, I mean, honestly, you know, history is important. It really is. And, you know, no need history, didn't repeat it. But, you know, so, I mean, you know, so, yeah, looking up these vintage porn actors, I mean, they really paved the way in so many ways.
Uh-huh.
And honestly, there was a generation before them, but, I mean, that was not publicized too heavy.
Right.
But, you know, the 8mm guys, you know.
Well, and then that's the thing, is that these guys, like, that we just mentioned, even like Al Parker and stuff, they're the ones who really shaped, you know, the way that porn went. I mean,
yeah,
they
the
were
trajectory
pre,
of porn.
Pre-video shoots, you know, they were film shoots back then, so.
Yeah, and so, I mean, they were bringing it out of the you know, the alleyways and the, the you know, warehouses into, you know, mainstream.
Well, in fact, our The Workman series, the Joe Gage, that series actually was considered more art house and actually did show in, like, actual, like, not, like, you know, you could go to, you know, your local theater, but at art house.
Yeah, you can go to your local porn shop and, you know, watch, because most of you probably won't know. And I barely, when I came out, I think I saw one of the last, you know, arcades, you know. And back then, the gay man had, well, any porn store, it had an arcade, which was not your standard children's arcade. It was you go into a little booths and you watch porn. But the porn would only be on for like 5 minutes, and then you have to deposit more change.
Right.
So, but you know what was happening in these arcades was that was where you'd go to get, you know, fucked or get a blowjob. So,
and they're still. Then they went to video stores. Then they went to now they're bookstores. But there are still. In fact, we have a friend who still to this day will go there to mess around. I'm just like, it feels so risky, you know?
Yeah, and it depends. I mean, because, like, 1 year it could be totally, like, cops are looking the other way, and next year they're all over it. So, I mean, you always got to just kind of watch your back with stuff like that.
Right, exactly. Watch your back and watch your crack and wash your shoes after you leave.
Amen, yeah.
Because, you know, when you walk out of there, it's like,
crunch, crunch, crunch.
Anyway, I wanted to bring up too was I was looking for an actor that I mentioned on a previous show. Well, I finally stumbled upon him by accident, but it was Andrew Justice.
Mm.
I have seen this guy in so much porn. I have loved him, you know. I mean, he's just got that porn star, like, yeah, I'm here to fuck. I'm not here the money's great, but I'm here to fuck.
He's got the zest.
Yeah, and he's got
the zest for life.
Kind of uncle look. He's verse, and he's really fun. He's been in a lot of Joe Gage.
Is he the bi one?
Well, I think so, because apparently the last thing I heard was he retired from porn. And now this was like 2018 report, but he retired from porn and he's living with a woman.
Huh.
So who knows, but... I never saw him do bi porn, but he's just Andrew Justice. Look him up. He's the perfect dirty uncle. And in fact, I think he played a dirty uncle in one of the pizza movies. He was like working out on the bench, and his nephew came in or something, or maybe it was a neighbor's son or something. But of course, Joe Gage, a son isn't like, you know, you know, the one where, like, Austin Young comes in and he's like, he's like 25, but he looks much, much, much younger. And then he's all like, I'm just here to see my uncle work out. And, you know, this guy, you know, the nephew's like 25 and, you know, all jacked up, and he's like, yeah, you want to work out? Yeah. So, a little bit more speed. All right. Okay, so last thing, let's see, where are we at? Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about on this show, because this is my topic show, next one will be Ouija's topic show, is this AI porn. Now, I don't really care when it comes to porn about AI. Some people are like really having issues with it and don't like it and won't have anything to do with it. However, I really don't care. If it's good, it's good. But most of the stuff I'm seeing on Blue Sky that's AI porn, not good. But, so this one is showing dicks that are as big as the person attached they're attached to. Boobs that make Dolly Parton look like she has mosquito bites. Attached to guys. These are guys with huge boobs, giant butts, Thor with lactating breasts, and some breasts and penises. There's some sex, but it's really weird. Now, the penises do look real, but not, they're too damn big to actually be real. And then they squirt buckets of something that is just gross looking. Anyway, I don't know. What do you think of these?
I think it's disgusting. I hate it. to be honest with you, I think it's gross.
Really?
I'm not an AI proponent. I hate AI. Wow. I absolutely am not for it.
It's okay, Alexa, calm down.
And so, yeah, no, I mean, sure, I have an Alexa and I have a Siri in my house, but that's to, like, you know, turn on lights and play music. That's not to, like, actually listen them to, you know, do what they want with my information. I don't like, honestly, what this is covering up for. And before I put on my foil hat, I will kind of keep it there. But honestly, I think it's horrible. I never did any of the pictures of myself with doing the AI stuff. I don't know. The minute I saw that they were doing AI, you know, porn or even just, and it really kind of started early with me. It was when people would sit there and do all of this, you know, enlarging, like taking a picture of, you know, their dick and then making it three times bigger than it should be.
Right.
Three times bigger than it's natural. I you know, it absolutely just, it grosses me out, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love, Matthew's going through it right now, and there's a man flogging another man's big, ginormous titties.
Hairy.
And yeah, I mean, these titties,
and they're like
are bigger than
something.
Watermelons. They're bigger than watermelons. I could not even tell you what size they are.
Those are like bigger than half their body weight.
Yeah, and I remember growing up too, because this comes back to a little point I you know say once in a while, is that I remember, you know, a friend of mine who she was very, very popular with the boys, and her thing was like, she's like, nobody needs a dick bigger than what flops, you know, to the height of your belly button. So, I mean, so different guys have like different lengths between their, you know, the base of their shaft to their belly button hole. But her thing was, is that no, anything bigger than, I mean, that's a huge dick. That dick that goes, you know, stretches to your belly button is huge. And she's like, that is way too much. And that is just ugly and hideous. And actually, I'm kind of like, you know, there with her, you know, as far as like, to have something that large. So when I see, so I mean, if you have a naturally large penis, I'm not going to be obviously throwing you out of bed, but
yeah,
if you're going to be like taking pictures and then like enlarging it to that size, that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm very much a purist and a naturalist when it comes to AI. I don't believe in it. I don't want it. It literally makes me, I don't know what it is about it, but there is something so unnatural. And it just, it actually is a weird, maybe even a phobia.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very strange. I don't want any part of it because it doesn't feel natural, doesn't feel human. So I don't know.
Yeah. I understand.
But do you, though?
Well, I use it for work stuff.
He uses it for creative stuff, too.
I use it for... I use the song thing, you know. We've played a couple songs on here. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it's me, you know, writing the lyrics and then running it through to add music because I can't do mm-hmm. music myself.
Yeah, and that I don't see it. I mean, that's not as AI as some of this shit, you know, like the porn you just showed.
Mm-hmm. Well, the porn, and see, that's the thing, is that the porn, like this site, I'm kind of intrigued, like, how is this bringing your fantasy to life? I didn't know you would have a fan, you know, I didn't ever factor that in as a fantasy for anything.
But I bet you, I mean, all the Impreg stuff. I bet you find a whole ton of Impreg stuff that's AI'd.
But there's Impreg, and then there's looking at dicks the same size as the humans that they're attached to.
I know, yeah.
And everything. And I think it's just, you know, they're trying to stretch how far they can go with things. But I don't know. It's like, but at the same time, I'd rather have it do something, them do something like this that you can tell, you look at and you go, oh, yeah, that's fake. Whereas if... like deep fakes or things like that. That's where I draw the line. Like,
yeah, deep fakes are, you know, frightening.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I would love to have a porn of, you know, Jonathan Bailey, like, banging the hell out of, I don't know, pick somebody.
Chris hot. Pratt.
Oh, yeah, I would. Okay. They were both in Jurassic Park movies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I would totally be down for seeing that, but... you know what? I would also feel oogie about it because, uh-huh. you know, that's not real and that getting out there could be really messed up. Anyway.
Totally. Totes. My goats.
Yeah. All right. Well, next we're going to play some Daddy Clayton, which you can find him at claytonxxx.bluesky.social. But in the meantime, don't forget to go out and beat your meat to Desert Heat over at Desert Heat Magazine, where you can download a free copy of the magazine at desertheatmag.com.
And see our men at baterbalm.com. That's yes. Bater, BATORBALM.com.
And you can actually get it on Amazon, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
In fact, I left them a review on Amazon and said, shit. Yeah.
Well, I can do that as well, because the Baterbalm is a quality product, and you will be very... very pleasantly surprised.
Yep. And then check out the latest sex, the hottest sex on Blue Sky, Ryan Landers XXX and Randy Morgan X. And Randy, haven't really heard from you for a while, so drop us
Randy.
A line.
Randy.
And then check out the erotic writings of Chota Akate on Smashwords, Amazon, and other major digital book distributors globally. And... actually, he has a website, but I forget what it is. Anyway, so check us out. Leave us a message.
Finger our holes.
Send your comments, questions, feedback, biggaysexshow@gmail.com.
What? Find all of our links and our kinks at allmylinks.com/MattWeege, MattWeege.
I should see if that's still working right.
I hope it is.
Go there and then tell us.
Check our shit out for
yeah. See if it's broken for us. We're too lazy. And then, of course, join our Patreon at patreon.com/BGSS. And if you have the phone app, I think that it still is having issues with letting you see adult-ish content. So, anyway, thank you from myself and the sweetest slut in Sacramento.
That would be Kaya. Matthew's dog.
That's rude.
What?
Talk about my dog like that.
That's my daughter.
She's been altered.
Oh. You know what? Every weekend, sometimes I can be altered too.
Every day you seem
wham,
to be altered.
Wham, wham.
But the sweetest slut, which I thought was you.
Well,
but it's now
I don't
to
know
Daddy
about
Clayton.
Sweet. But yeah.
Daddy Clayton.
Daddy Clayton's definitely the sweetest slut.
Yeah.
All I'm right. the sweetest nut.
Enjoy. Well, yeah.
My nut is sweet like candy. It tastes like cinnamon and regret.
Well, okay, I'm being nice. So anyway, enjoy Daddy Clayton, and we'll catch you on the next show. Bye.
Mwah, I love you. Hey there, everyone. It's Weege. And hey, I just got done working out with Clayton, and So yeah, Clayton's going to be, you know, coming in and doing all kinds of oddball bits for us. He's going to be doing reviews with us. He's going to be doing reviews alone. He's going to be doing all of it. And he is one of Sacramento's premier bottoms. So, you know, you're used to like getting, you know, some of the top perspective. Well, we definitely need some bottom perspective as well. So,
yes, I am, hello, I am the, bottom energy to the top energy that Ouija brings to you weekly, and the side energy that Matt brings.
Yes, like so we need big bottom energy, and this one is filled with to the brim.
Like the three witches.
There you go, see? He's the bottom witch. He's the bottom bunk witch.
Finally.
Yes. So, hey, so tell us a little bit about yourself. So you've been in Sacramento for how many years now?
I have been in our lovely little city for about 15 years.
There you go. 15, damn.
48 years young, so I am officially a daddy.
Yep, he's part of the daddy years. So you can bang daddies too, kids.
Absolutely, and I encourage you to.
There you go. You got to be banged often.
In the comments, please.
Yep. And put your slide into his
slide DMs, into baby. My DMs, please.
Yep.
Yep.
So I mean, and this boy's been double penetrated. We've been at the same orgies. We've had, you know, I mean, he's been around, and so have I. So we're bringing you way more than you'll ever need.
Yes, and we're glad to share in the hopes to make everything healthy and happy and wonderful for everyone.
Yes.
It's important to be sexy and healthy and...
And also... Mm. You know, Clayton also is something in the medical field.
Yes, I am. I am a nurse.
There you go.
And even though I'm only giving nursing advice, I do take public health very important and yes. sexual health very important.
And remember that we are an information podcast.
Yes.
And at no point are we giving you medical advice.
No.
But we have an expert who will give some of his understanding of, you know, what may be, you know, great.
Yes.
You know? So, So at no point are we telling you to do stuff.
But I can say that vaccines do not cause autism, nor does Tylenol.
All right. Well, that's confusing.
Yeah, I know.
They said that, you know, I should be autistic because my mom took Tylenol when I was in utero.
Yeah,
but anyway, I don't know.
Yes. So I look forward to providing free labor to you all.
All right. Well, as any good bottom should.
You know, that's what we are. Community service is what I feel like that's important to do.
He lives to serve and serves to live, serve.
I do. And it's important to do it in a wonderful way that's accepting and loving.
And loving. And
but really...
Have you know, and I've never heard a bad review. This man's Yelp reviews are amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have five chocolate starfish.
Well, I don't know. I saw five golden rings. And they said you had a cleanliness thing, so that was good.
Yes, I think hygiene is very important. I'm into that. And I respect people that like it a little, you know, however dirty they want it to be. But for me,
yep.
I think it's important to be...
For me and my family, we follow Jesus.
Exactly.
So
yes, we are Christian women here. No, no, it's not at all. Maybe it's an age thing? Mm. I don't know.
I
like it clean. I like it easy.
Mm-hmm.
Not complicated.
Like a Sunday morning.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, you know, fancy dancy.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm fucking shower.
Take a shower, you know, wash that out. So, okay, so then I got to ask you, so as far as, like, your regimen for taking dick.
Yes.
So, do you, there's two different sides of this coin. So some people only wash out to the dick size they feel they're going to be using. You know what I mean? So, like, from the first ring to the second ring. Mm. So, they're only worried about, like, the rectum, right? And then there's some people who are like, fuck that. I'm going all the way.
That floss up to their mouth?
Pretty much. You know, they're spinning it out. But,
colonoscopy every day.
Which way do you go?
You know, I, personally, I do it to my confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So, I notice for me, it's like, whatever I feel I'm going to be confident,
mm-hmm.
then it'll be good. Because if you, I think... And it's, so for me, like the bottoming, I've noticed tops enjoy it more too. If you're bottoming and you are relaxed and are into it, then I think the top is into it as well. And you have you're not focused necessarily on yourself or like oh my God, am I going to shit the bed or whatever. Absolutely. You're like with the experience. So I think whatever I feel confident with when my body is like, okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like showtime synergy.
Yeah.
And then exactly. Although I was always much more into the Misfits, but they have way better clothes. but yeah, no, that's kind of what I do. It's about a confidence level. So it's not necessarily, I mean, there's sometimes that I'm like, it'll be a quick go and go. And I'm like, I'm ready. Let's do this. And other times it'll be like, well, I'm going to be a nice little spa day. I'll be sitting here for a while and enjoying some,
and the reason some why YouTube, I asked,
catching up on my books. Yeah.
Because I asked because, you know, cause I mean, I, for most bottoms, I will get past the second ring and, you know, there's times I pull out and there's Hershey Kisses on, you know, and I just, you know, it's nice to know that, you know, some people, you know, take it a little further, you know, and go to your confidence level. Because, yeah, if you're just going to the rectum, then you better make sure that I don't get past your second ring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So expand that, baby, enough for me to, you know.
Yeah, I typically am going to, like, it'll be food grade. It's like sushi level. And that's like sort of my sort of thing. Like if I wouldn't put my mouth on it and I wouldn't stick my, you know, rather substantial penis inside of it, I don't think I don't know. It's sort of just use my own sort of test with it. And honestly, I think in my life, it's only happened when I was much younger. You know, there was maybe an accident or so. And I mean, and I think it's always the case that sometimes, I mean, there's, you know.
Oh, yeah, there's times when you're not going to even know how your body's doing. I mean, most people, actually, they honestly listen to their body. I have a feeling that they will know. You know what I mean? You know your cleanliness from, you know, but yeah, I know that there's always going to be odd times when you are not trusting, you know, maybe what you ate the day before.
Yes. And I also have to say, too, is this is a message to all the tops out there. When a bottom says, not today, or when a bottom says, I need some more time, you got to fucking deal with it. If you're going to want to enjoy that, you need to, you don't want to rush the situation, because otherwise, you're going to have to do laundry on your sheets.
Amen.
The bottom's going to paint and leave, you know, it'll be Jackson Pollock. It's your parting gift.
What's always hardest is when you are fucking a guy and you're like, oh, I don't think they're right. It's always hard to, like, know the best way to say, hey, you know, so, I mean, I usually give a gentle tap on, you know, I kind of stop and be like, hey, you might want to check, you know. Yeah. And, of course, they fly out that door to the bathroom like that, you know, and it's so quick. And I always feel horrible about it, but I'm like, I think they'd feel more horrible if we keep going and it gets worse, you know what I mean, than the possibility right now. You know?
I don't mean to sound like a total bitch about this.
Yeah, do it.
That's never fucking happened to me. I think the other part too is like, I think you have to like experiment with yourself and toys, and you know sort of like what's going to do what and when.
Yeah.
And you just get used to it, and you're sort of like, you know, okay, this is going to work or this is not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so I think once you get that confidence, it just doesn't happen because you just know. And I also am, you know, I forget who is. I think Delta Work, you know, Jargon Delta Work. I think she said this. She's like, sometimes the body just knows. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, I'm not going to cause an accident during this time period. And it just like works out, you know, but you have to be, I think you really just have to be confident about it. If you're at all questioning, like, I don't think this is, my stomach feels, ooh, maybe not, then don't do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But
that's my rule of thumb, and maybe that's others.
No. And you know, too, I mean, you know, and there's nothing more discombobulating than, you know, me shove my corn dog in it and come out and chili dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't want to enjoy. I would ruin it for me. Like, if that happened, I'd be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I'd have to kill the top because I don't want my reputation to be ruined. So.
Absolutely.
And then I'd worry where I put the body and all that. I mean, you know, we've all been there, right?
Well, I guess so, maybe. Maybe there. I don't know how many times I've, like, you know, because there's such a long period of getting back in the mood once that happens, right? Or there's not getting in the mood at all, and everybody just goes home.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
speaking of getting in the mood with this too, and this is a topic you and I've mentioned before too. Mm-hmm. I would think about insertion time, and I think this is something bottoms need to think about, because I think for the top, there's like, erections will stay erected for most guys, I think, for like a while. Like, it there has to be some sort of stimulation, I think, in order for it to maintain for a lot of guys, especially, I think, as you get older. Mm-hmm. And if you are spending a great deal of time trying to, like, fit it in, mm-hmm. I've noticed then that's when people, like, tend to lose their erections.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think one of the things you can do as a bottom, and in fact, I've seen this elsewhere, and proctologists and other to do, is to, like, prepare yourself in advance. Like, lube it up, stretch it out, get ready. Like, absolutely. It shouldn't take more than, like, 10, 15 seconds to get it in. If you're, like, struggle, if you're on the struggle bus, mm-hmm. you know.
Oh, that's hilarious. 'Cause I just had this talk with a bottom. I said, hey, look, and they're like, oh, I'm so tight. I'm like, how tight are you? Because, you know, because I do not want to be fighting Fort Knox to get inside you and then just be, you know, kind of disappointed at, you know, because I've noticed, so one of my recent experiences is the guy was so into, like, he was so in his mind that he had to be as tight as fuck. And so he literally was clenching up. I'm like, are you clenching up right now? Because every now and then he'd let go of his mind and his hole would open up. I'm like, that's what I want right there. Are you understanding what I'm, you know, are you understanding what's happening to your body right now? Is you have unclenched, bitch, you know? I'm like, you have got to unclench because I would like to get in. And they're like, oh, but I want to be tight for daddy. I'm like, no, I don't need that level of tightness. I'm like, have you been fisted in the past 24 hours? You're going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, and I also think that, like, as a top, telling the bottom, like, to, like, you know, open up or relax or push out, mm-hmm. like, that sort of thing, I think that, and not in a way that's, like, a judgy way, but I think that's also sort of, like, okay, this is what they enjoy, because mm-hmm. I think there is certain of a perception that, like, oh, it has to be, like, tight, and my experience, like, I think guys typically, like, sloppy hole. Like, honestly, it's I mean, I think bottoms have this concept, like, no, they want mm-hmm. that, you know.
Well, I don't want a fucking bowl of Jell-O.
No, you don't want, like, fucking wizard sleeve, but yeah.
I mean, the only time I've ever had that is with guys that get fisted. Mm. And nothing against, you know, guys that get fisted. I mean, that's all great and whatnot, but I don't know how many times I've been with a guy that's been fisted that I literally have to shove my fist up there and jack off inside of them. To get off.
Wow, no, I'm not there yet.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, so and the truth
life goals
is as few people will. You know what I mean? Mm. Most people's, you know, standard, you know, let go and unclench is actually perfect for most men. Mm. I think it's the young guys I think it's the young to 30 something, maybe 40 somethings that think that they need to be super tight. And it's like, nope, I don't know if they think that's a symbol of, like, you know, youth and vitality, that they're super tight. It's not necessary, boys. For most of us, it is not necessary.
And it also, I think it's it doesn't feel as good for the bottom, I think, when you have to hold it tight. Like, part of, I think, I honestly, for me, like, being a bottom, I mean, it does feel good, mm-hmm. but the majority of it for me is, like, a mental experience of it. And, mm-hmm. like, there's something really awesome about just being, like, letting go. Mm-hmm. And being like, okay, I am as vulnerable as I can fucking, like, some dude's in my shitter right now, mm-hmm. and I can't do a goddamn thing about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially whenever, like, a dude gets to the point where, like, you know, the point of no return, and, like, even though it's, like, starting to get, it may get intense for the bottom, there comes to a point where it's like, I can't do anything. Like, I'm, mm-hmm. I have to roll with this.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And the ability to sort of, like, open up both physically and also just, like, mentally and being, mm-hmm. like, I'm submitting. Like, I'm choosing to submit.
Yeah,
and then really just giving up is, mm-hmm. I think, a really sexy thing. And I think that's when you get that connection with mm-hmm. the other person, which is, you know, kind of hot. So. Mm-hmm.
And then they breed you with their seed.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
You know, it's a beautiful thing because now you're carrying their DNA.
Yes.
You've been marked.
And you have babies.
and then I'm impregnated.
And that's how I get my income. Because of all of that.
You know, and
child care.
And this man has so many children. Mm, mm.
I do. They're...
So, but, yeah, so no, yeah. This is a, so, there'll be more of this and there'll be more, conversations with Mr. Clayton, as we go along, but yeah, we need to rip the Band-Aid off and get him on because we've been trying to get him on the show forever and, timing, you know, as far as like, it's almost like timing a three-way. It's like, you gotta make sure this person's available, that person's available, you know, and, you know, that's another topic for another show, but, you know, just trying to schedule fucking three ways or orgies.
We
I swear
are busy
to God.
Ladies. It's you know, like hard to, I mean, it's, you know, yep. we got lives outside of this.
Absolutely. So. And some communities, though, I mean, I've learned that some communities actually have like whole groups, you know, that just have like, you know, like
groups of holes.
So, you know, so there's like people in Palm Springs, there's like different sex groups for different types of people. You know what I mean? So I'm like, damn, why didn't we not have that? You know, we should have like a regular orgy in a place in Sacramento. And maybe there is. We're just not cool enough to be invited. I don't know.
That's honestly, that's been my secret like fear. It's like there's this whole like, I think that I know people and that, you know, because our town isn't, and it's not that big. I know other people listening may live in smaller towns, et cetera. And you're like, oh, no.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But, you know, in the relative scheme of things, and I've lived elsewhere in larger towns and cities, and anyway. But you think we know everyone. But my big fear is, like, maybe there's this whole other, like, fucking underground.
There's like
that's where all the hot guys are. Where the fuck have I been? You know?
It's a whole FOMO thing. It's just, like, fear of missing out on hotness here in Sacramento. Yeah. And, I mean, truth of it is, I mean, there is a group of us that are very, you know...
hot.
Attractive men. and not sooner own horn. But it's actually still... and he brings his own horn.
And then can he do a sound effect?
Yeah, you can do a sound effect.
Excellent. Insert sound effect.
Like, you know, a 1900 Toyota. Ford. Sorry, Toyota was not. But, yeah, so anyway.
Turn on Century Toyota.
But, yeah, so anyways, but yeah, so I mean, we're still, so you might think Sacramento's a big city. It's not. Mm-mm. So, San Francisco is much bigger. And they probably do have their little sex groups, you know. I could imagine they'd have to.
Yes. You know, though, I was having a conversation with a mutual friend of ours. And we realized, though, that Sacramento, like the city of Sacramento proper, has more people in it than the whole country of Iceland. And Iceland has, like, clubs. They have their own airline. They have their own government. They have, you know, production stuff. And I'm like, why doesn't Sacramento have that? You know, it seems like we should have our own little country. I mean, not that, you know...
I don't know that we're that organized enough.
This is true. That is true.
We don't have the European ingenuity of, you know.
And we have, Iceland. Like, good weather, so we're sort of like, why bother?
And we don't have Bjork.
No, so, we do not.
You know,
but
I have the Bjork.
I wish we did.
Yep.
Do we have anyone? We
I mean, we got Tori Amos, which is kind of...
Oh, she from here?
Kind of American. Well, no, I'm sorry. No, she is. She is actually from Atlanta or something like that.
Molly Ringwald.
Hey, we got the Molly. That is true. She is. Her dad lives in West Sac, but she did live in Sacramento.
What about, Reading Rainbow Man?
Oh, I think he's gone, isn't he?
But, I mean, we can still claim...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Name. I mean...
LeVar Burton. Jordy from Next Generation. That's
there
right.
You go.
Maybe a bit. Okay.
Yeah, so if you don't know who that is, then you are way too young, kid.
Yes.
Just bend over.
If you don't watch porn with glasses.
That's right. So, yeah, and so there'll be a lot more, reviews, movie reviews, and a lot more talk with Mr. Clayton. And so thank you for listening, and we will return you back to the rest of the show.
Thank you. Nice meeting y'all.
A network of inclusion.
Univazpods.net.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
This has been a, for fuck's sake, production.